Sorry.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Serve as a memorandum. Sorry, but I've never been worried if my pen offends him.
Well, really? That was really? Shocking and unexpected.
Really? Really? So I was supposed to bring us in today. So you guys wasn't going to tell me that we were being brought in by Adam? That's right. What we're doing?
Shout out to Adam, though, in LNF. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Adam. Anyway. What's up, everybody? We're back another week. It's me, and I'm here this week with my fellow co-host Jimmy J. Bree K. Kasari. We here. What's going on? We are switchless.
Switch.
Ooh.
So no hands. Switchless. Yeah. Totally autonomous today. So
let's go.
What's going on, y'all?
Todo tranquilo. Shout out to Switch and his family, man. He just celebrated, 11 years or something like that with his wife?
Oh, dang.
Something crazy.
Oh, you're going to say 11 years clean.
That too. That too. Man, how y'all playing? I wasn't going to bring it up, but, you know.
Y'all are dirty.
Oh, Alan never said, give me my 15 minutes of fame. Yo, you got it. Oh. You got it. You got it, bro. But, what's up, yo? What's up? What's this? Is a promo for Adam? What's going on?
Nah, I threw it in there. Jay, first of all, the record is hot. You know what I mean? And Jay told him, I'm going to play it on the show, but he didn't play it on the show. And then I was going through the chat, and I was like, oh, man, we didn't play. Let me throw it in here real quick. But I didn't know if I should play it in the beginning or the end of the intro. My bad. I probably should have communicated that with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, to clarify, I said I was
going to... Because Irie's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Communication is key, guys.
Okay. I said I was gonna leak it, but I didn't.
You was gonna leak it.
Yeah, I was gonna leak it, but the record would have came out Drake. Already. So Drake and all that stuff. But yeah, go check it out. Listen to the track. So yeah.
Adam's never setting a record for us to promote ever again. Listen. What was that?
What is that? Right, well, he didn't. It was random, just out of nowhere. But
just threw it up there with Ant looking blank, stared at the screen.
Right, I didn't even like.
Right.
Like, the whole video was right in the middle, and it just had arms. Like I don't know what.
And then at some point, we came across the screen for a second, and we were laughing because we didn't know what was going on.
Right, that was like what?
Adam's never doing that again. But anyway, right. Sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying?
What LNF got to do with it? Did he produce it? What?
Yeah, no? you know he's the DJ Khaled of CHH. You know what I'm saying?
LNF, say something, dude. What are you doing with it? What did you do with that whole thing?
What did you do? We want to know.
What did you do? Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. I mean.
Yeah, shout out to all of
them. Adam's doing a lot, man. He has a show. He has a few shows that he got lined up in New York. I think he got one in the Bronx.
Oh, you mean a concert?
Yeah, huh?
Concerts, you mean?
Yeah, concerts. Yeah, he's doing concerts with I think his last one, he had a ton of artists there.
Yo, he performed for Milwaukee or something like that?
What?
He performed for Milwaukee or something like that? Did you see him on the plane and everything? He was at a basketball game or something. He was on the PJ.
Like the Bucks, you mean?
Was it the Bucks?
I don't know.
It was somebody. It was somebody.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I did say that.
But now I'm saying he had this show, right? It was, I think it had Angie Rose there, YP Commission. I think Commission was there, Cole Campbell. So he had some shows lined up, I think with Selah and Cole Campbell and maybe some other artists. But I know he's trying to bring it down here as well. So I think he's trying
to line it to the A.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. That'd be cool.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, yeah. So what up, man? What did I miss last week?
Last week was lit, man. It was lit. It seems like every week Kyle's going at Rican Kasari.
Really? What are you doing now? What happened?
I don't know.
What did y'all do?
Nothing.
Damn. Why I gotta be them?
I'm just asking. Why is he so angry towards y'all?
I don't know, but I love Kyle. Kyle, I don't know what you're upset about, but we love you.
But you can get cussed out too. So
wow. I won't cuss you out, Kyle.
Look at the yin and the yang.
Right.
Good cop, bad cop.
There are people on this planet that I will cuss out. Kyle is not one of them.
Okay, he's not on the top 10 list.
No, he's not. I like Kyle. I like Kyle. He brings a little...
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah, he keeps it interesting.
For sure, for sure. I like Kyle because he keeps the engagements going. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So we're not going to block you, Kyle. Keep talking your talk, man. Stand on business.
And whenever you guys talk about like any music artist, he's always like, oh... Who we're arguing over who's the top servants of Satan and like that sort of stuff. I think that stuff is funny.
You need that energy though. You know what I'm saying? So you can sometimes, you know, lines get blurred and you need someone like him to kind of remind you. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Right. It may not be the same lines, you know, you draw out for yourself, but it's always good that someone has that kind of standard, you know?
Right.
In my opinion.
Kyle is right. That dude. He's the line drawer.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of lion, did you catch the
said lion?
Right.
Did it say lion?
No Mufasa.
Lion.
Linea Dominicana.
You know what your people usually take?
Oh wow. We're going there. Okay. Yeah. Listen, speaking of lions now, did you guys catch the Ryan Garcia fight?
That was terrible.
Wait,
his Instagram is
lions, lions, really?
Yeah, his logo is a lion. Ryan. Hey, come on.
Wait, now, did you see the fight? Did you? Well, I know you watched the fight. Did y'all watch the fight?
No,
I saw clips on TikTok.
Lord have mercy.
She said,
I already told y'all, I don't watch.
She don't like
fighting each other. I don't like.
You said that last week.
Yeah, and you're not gonna have TikTok really soon to do all of that on.
That's true.
That's crazy.
That's later in the show.
We'll touch on that. But that was a interesting fight. What you thought, Jimmy, you saw it? You watched it?
Yeah. So I went to go see Civil War. I went to the movie theater.
What does that have to do with the fight?
So I had made plans already to go watch that movie, and then I didn't realize till like it got later in the day. I was like, "Oh snap, the fight's tonight!" So I when I got out of the movie theater, my connection was really bad, but I was watching it on my phone, so I saw the last couple knockdowns. It was an interesting fight, man. Interesting fight, you know. But I'm a casual, so I really can't comment. You know what I mean? But it was definitely a dope fight, in my opinion.
Go ahead. Was there some controversy surrounding the fight or something? Or surrounding Ryan himself?
Yeah.
What happened?
You mean before or after?
I don't know.
Before.
All of it.
But yeah, all of it. Because before he was doing like a ton of trolling, right? Like he was acting, he was wilding out. People thought he was going to cancel or he was trying to find a way out of the fight. Talking crazy to Bill Haney and Devin Haney and talking about their mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they was doing, he was doing a lot, almost to the point where it looks like he was just mentally unstable. So people probably thought he wasn't taking the fight serious.
Mm-hmm.
He came to weigh in overweight, but he was drinking as he was doing it. So it just looked like he wasn't serious.
And not a lot though, right? It was like 3 pounds.
3 pounds, yeah. But he came in and people didn't think, I didn't think he was taking it serious. And
you were sleeping. You were sleeping like
he fooled us. Man, that dude was every bit of serious and had the serious game plan, man. I mean, he had dude on the canvas so many times. It was
like six times, right? But they only counted three?
I think it was five, but yeah, they counted three.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a fight. It was a good fight. And then the controversy after, which is coming out now, is supposedly, you know, about his rehydration, that he came in a little bit heavier, but I don't see an issue with that. So I don't know.
So what was the point of the trolling? Was that just like, okay, get the streams up? Because I did see the interview after when he said like, yeah, I was just trolling type thing. Yeah. So like, y'all really believe that?
I thought he was. You know why I thought that? Because I think after his last fight, but the fight before where he said he needed to take time off for mental issues. Uh-huh. So, you know, and then he started acting crazy like that. So I was like, well, maybe he really does have mental issues. I don't know. But he played on that. So I think just about everybody believed it.
Yeah, for sure. He was wilding. He was talking about.
He was talking crazy. Period. Yeah,
doing stuff to Haney's moms. He was talking about Bohemian Grove. He said he got a video.
Well, remember, supposedly he like went missing and stuff, and it was like all weird. Like, yeah. It was just like a weird everything. So yeah. That's why I was like, what happened? And people think he's like on drugs and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on Patrick Bet David's podcast. He said he's not on drugs because they asked him like if he's on cocaine or something, because a lot of people speculated, but he's like, nah, like, I don't
do you do believe that. It? Do you believe him?
That he's on drugs? That he's not on drugs?
Yeah, that he's not on drugs.
I don't know enough about him. You know
what drug addict would say that?
Right.
I know what they're saying. Yeah, I'm on drugs.
Right? especially when he's a professing Christian. I don't know that he would like.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is what shocked me when he was talking about Haney's mom. So I was like, yo, like you wildin',
son. Really bugging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the other stuff,
in the same breath, he was like, wasn't he calling on Christ like right after?
Yeah, he did it, Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna murder your wife. Oh, praise to Allah. Like he did the same thing. Like, same thing.
That's not fair. Did you guys see him, his dad cussing out that one dude?
And then apologize and
yes!
Hugged
him. Yes, like, what is going on? Maybe that rents like literally, no. Somebody said that they're like his dad sees bipolar, and if Brian's bipolar, I would not be shocked because the way his dad was, I was like,
dang,
he was cussing him hilarious. And apologizing in the same breath. I was like, that's so weird.
What the hell? Dude walked by and cussed Eddie Hearn out, right? Talk about you. Now you're gonna respect my son. Cussed him out.
He literally just gave him his props. Like the dad walked after he was like, oh yeah, props to like Ryan or congrats or whatever. And the dad walked by and starts like, yeah, give him his props, like all this stuff. I'm like, bro, he literally just did.
And cussed him out. You know, he was saying every word possible, middle finger, everything. Mm-hmm. And then Eddie Hearn cussed him back out. Then his father walked back over.
Right.
And then apologized, hugged him, yep. And walked off.
Right. It was weird. It was so weird.
It was like, what just happened here?
I don't know.
This was all before this fight?
No, after the fight.
Oh, after.
Yeah, after.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I was like, what is going on? Yeah. Demons.
Right. I think Ryan played everybody in like these antics or whatever. Because even I was like, nah, this dude can't be serious. He comes out like Ann says in the weigh-ins, and he has a beer bottle and he's drinking it there, right? It turns out it wasn't actually beer, which is apple juice and something else. Mm-hmm. But still, like, it was like, okay, this dude is like really crazy right now. And then there's this other clip, right, of him, like they're doing like the interview together and he's like singing and dancing. And then he started freestyling, and then they turned to Devin Haney. He's like, yeah, well, I don't think Ryan's taking this seriously, but the way he said it was hilarious. Yeah. And then
Oscar De La Hoya looking nervous every single time. He's in the background like, I hope he don't say that.
He's looking like Jay.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Oscar's face.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
He's hilarious. Like Jay for real.
But Ryan won, and what's crazy is as well,
he won the decision, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, majority. And
he placed a bet on himself, $2 million.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was gonna win.
Bet on yourself, man.
And that dude wins $12 million.
That's crazy.
And it's not illegal to bet on yourself, according to all these rules or whatever.
Yeah, for boxing.
Yeah, for boxing. So crazy. Like he definitely fooled everybody.
He said he gained 50 off the fight too. So I don't know how true that is though.
Oh yeah, and then I think pay-per-views were off the roof as well. So I don't know the exact figure. I saw the article, but I didn't click on it.
Yeah. But he claims 50 million plus the 12. So I don't know.
Yeah. Not a bad day, right?
What?
No way.
A bad day. Yo, was that Bernard Hopkins in the ring with them?
Yeah, because he's part of Golden Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that looks familiar.
Somebody in the comments said, where is everyone? Switch never here.
Dang.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
It's probably Switch's burner.
It is. Yeah.
It is. You want to know if we miss him, right?
Without Switch.
Let's see what they say. Let's see what they say.
Really young Switch. That's
the question, right?
Right.
Crazy. Young Slick 22.
Right.
Young Switch.
That's crazy.
Jimmy, did you watch that Patrick Bedavid episode with him? The whole thing?
Nah, I haven't finished it. I watched like maybe the first 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they touched a little bit about the Grove thing?
Yeah, Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove. And he says that he has video of it and all this other stuff. And people have been saying, okay, so release the videos.
Right.
But he says that in due time, I guess.
Right.
I'm tired of people saying that. I'm so tired of people saying that. If you have footage and videos and all this stuff, you're about to blow some whistles, blow them.
And it's always the footage from 1999 Nokia phone.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
Pixelated, right.
Yeah.
Blair Witch.
I just feel like people waste their like publicity time or whatever, like on saying that they're going to leak something rather than actually leaking it.
Right.
And I'm tired of it.
That's true.
I'm with it.
Good point.
I agree.
Yeah, he said he's waiting. He's waiting to talk to some legislators or something like that, some congressperson.
Yeah, So he says he partnered with somebody who has like more details on it, and they're gonna go to Congress and like do all this other stuff.
I feel like then do it. Be quiet. Why do people keep?
Are you announcing it? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just do it.
You get murked on his way there.
Okay, exactly. That's what
literally.
Oh, yo, you know what? Right. Yo, and so Patrick asked him about the video. He's like, you got the video, or only one person has the video? And he's like, nah, both of us have it. But it was kind of like, I don't know. To me, it seemed like if he said I'm the only one who has a video, like boom, that's it. Like, you know,
right?
Like,
yeah, it's over.
It seemed like he realized that when he asked. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, like now his Tesla might go into a wall.
Come on, son.
Come on,
that's never happened before, right?
Bro,
right? It's not. Right? Yeah, it's not. Nope.
Yeah.
No software updates needed.
That's never happened. Right. Who's that lady that ended up in the lake? Her Tesla?
Well, what? Why?
Why?
Come on. Why? Why was she? Why did she end up in the lake?
Because she probably had video or something too.
Nah, she was twisted.
Wow. That lady was not twisted, Joe.
It definitely wasn't Elon. Definitely wasn't Elon.
They did the toxicology report.
Oh, the government did the toxicology
report. Oh, my.
I've seen Enemy of the State.
Right.
Yeah. The Phil Hammersley video.
All right.
This is the problem with people nowadays. They don't know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what?
Believe in Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Now that's a good segue. There we go.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what we segue into though?
Jesus, that's it.
Jesus.
Well, thank you for liking, subscribe. We're gonna hit the word of the day then.
Dang.
Jay always trying to hurry up and get to the word of the day.
Facts,
though. That's all that really matters, right? According to Kyle.
LNF said, "I heard Switch dropping a TNC diss track with Woo Kid Friday."
Wow.
LNF, are you DJ Khaled that track? DJ Khaled that track too?
We don't get it.
Somebody said, no way, the big four can't split up. LOL. I agree, Young Slick, aka Switch.
That's hilarious. So what's Jay, next for Ryan, though?
Well, to clarify, Young Slip is now the Big Six. So, I'm sorry, Jimmy. What'd you say?
What's next for Ryan?
I don't know.
I heard people are planning to retire.
Retire?
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. Like, bro, that dude has so many accomplishments. You know,
isn't he like 25?
You know, people on Twitter and stuff like that, because you know he didn't expect that. I like the fact that he was like, "Yo, I slept on him." You know what I mean? And I paid the price for it. Like, I like the fact that he manned up, Haney.
Oh,
in his post fight, he was like, he slept on that. You know, he knew that left hand was coming, and he said he slept, and you know, he paid the price.
I saw him kept rubbing that jaw though.
So I like that he owned up. Oh yeah, and then they were saying that it might have been broken. Is that true?
That's what they said. I don't know. But every time they panned the camera to him, he was rubbing it.
Did you see when he was trying to get on the rope and he almost fell?
That was hilarious.
That was so sad. Like, why are you trying to do all that? You're halfway knocked out.
He thinks he's good.
No. You know you lost. Like, just stop, man. You know? He almost went through the rope.
Oh my God. What happened? Yeah. That's crazy.
That was bad. But was you know they fought, right? Like 6 times prior in amateurs.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
So, I mean, Garcia practically knows him at this point. So,
right.
I think that's, I would assume that's why he felt like he could bet on himself. Out of the 6, technically it was 3-3, but people say it was really 4-2. Oh, wow. They say that, that Ryan won majority of the fights.
Mm.
So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Did you see Floyd was the one that told him to stay at 3 pounds over?
Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He posted in the interview with Patrick Bay David, he mentioned that Floyd was the one that told him. And then he posted, I believe it was today or earlier yesterday, he posted a screenshot of Floyd just like with the number 3, like a FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
So
wait, the Patrick David interview, that was after the fight then? I thought it was
that was literally the next day.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I didn't know I didn't hear anything about it. I saw Bill Haney arguing with Floyd on Instagram.
I saw that too.
That was crazy, yeah.
What, because of the streets, right? 3 pounds?
Huh?
Because of the 3 pounds?
I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. He was talking about that he don't Floyd don't do nothing for his people in the streets. Floyd was like, man, it ain't about the streets no more. I don't live in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been to the streets forever.
So, but yeah, I didn't hear him talk about the 3 pound thing, so I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I guess that's cool of Floyd. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
People not happy about that.
Yeah. So what's next for Ryan? I don't know. He said he wants to get back into the ring like in 6 months or something. And he name dropped like 2 people.
Who he named?
Sugar Shane O'Malley. I think that's his name.
He's going for the big paycheck. He's doing that those super fight type of joints like your man's
Jake. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. He said O'Malley. You mean Mosley?
No, Malik from UFC, the Irish kid.
Oh, wait, he's fighting UFC dude?
They threw his name, like they've been going back and forth.
Nah, he gonna do that?
On Twitter. And then there was another person he mentioned, I think he's like a pro boxer. I just never heard of him, so I don't know if he's gonna.
Oh, I'm gonna say he about to pull up one of them Jake Paul moves, and, like fight.
Big payday, man.
Yeah, but the thing is that Sugar is still in the, mixed martial arts, so. Not like Jake, right, where he's fighting dudes. Who haven't been in the ring before.
Yeah, but Connor fought Mayweather and he was still in the UFC.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, exhibition, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's up to him, man.
It's a payday, man.
For sure.
So who's Young Slick, yo? What is it? Joey Vontaze and DJ Markel got a TNC diss track.
Nah.
Yo, Young Slick's sounding real close to the switch.
I love for
real.
It, Love
it. No, they having a whole conversation. He said, "I heard Switch dropping a diss track with Joey Vontez." LNF said, "Joey out here on Alex Jones show. He about to be yo. I think Joey's gonna be bigger than Ruslan."
He was content. On Joey Von. I mean, he was on Alex Jones.
Nah, I think he's saying like he's on his Alan Jones tip. Pause. You know
he said
saying?
He out here on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Maybe he did get on there.
Let's go. That's it. To the moon.
LNF, please clarify. Was he actually on the Alex Jones show, or are you comparing it?
Or are you starting rumors?
Oh, I can't see. I'm still blocked.
He was on.
Let's go. Wow. So maybe Joey can get the Bohemian Grove Club video.
Fact.
Right.
Are you sure it was the actual show? It wasn't like some sort of AI, you know, or
cameo, low cameo.
Yes, cameo. I'm just saying.
Hey, chill, bro. You don't want to get a cease and desist.
Oh.
Wow.
So,
y'all are crazy.
We got a whole nother one.
So what else we got, man?
Yeah, what else? Hey, kill the segue this time, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we were talking about AI, we could hit
the rapper?
Huh?
The rapper? AI?
No, not AI, the anomaly, but AI, artificial intelligence. There is rumors that Caitlin Clark, which we spoke about last week, right, where she got drafted in the WNBA and all that stuff, right? There's pictures of her out there, and allegedly it's all, you know, because of AI. And then the question came up is, you know, how is AI taking it too far with everything that we're involved in? But specifically, like with all these women.
What do you mean by
too far?
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? I don't know what pictures you're talking about. So I have
what happened was like a couple days ago on Twitter, I saw like in the morning when I woke up, I went to Twitter after I prayed, of course.
Yeah. Christian.
And I guess there was like leaked photos of Caitlin Clark and this other girl that's in the WNBA now, of them like nudes, I guess. Mm-hmm. So but like nobody could find anything, and then I had seen a tweet that like they were like, oh, Elon scrubbed Twitter basically of like these photos, even if they were AI. Mm-hmm. And so people were speculating that they weren't even real, that they were just AI. So like nobody knows for sure what it was, but we do know that there was something there. And so I just think that that's crazy.
You think it's crazy that that he scrubbed Twitter, or that
that is AI?
Yeah, that is AI. All this AI stuff is kind of crazy, like using people's like likeness and stuff. It's kind of like scary. Like, I like the technology, you know, that, you know, it's neat, it's cool, it's like, you know, it really helps in certain areas, but stuff like this, I feel like it's concerning.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that eventually the government will impose regulations on AI?
Yes.
For sure.
Do you think Do you think that they should?
No.
Yes.
I knew it. Why not? JSLA.
Because that's not the government's job. Like, all right, so you ban AI, like you act like you can't Photoshop somebody's picture. You know what I'm saying? That's like true. You can still do it. This dude, Ant just Photoshopped my picture this morning, man. He had me and Switch like 1982 B-boys out in the Bronx. You know what I mean? In the B-boy stance and everything. Like, it's just it's part of the game. You know what happens? Like, you know? I think it's just dangerous when we surrender certain freedoms for safety. Like, that's a dangerous place to be at. You know, we did that during 9/11, and now we're in a surveillance state.
Are you saying that, like, for the government to ban AI, period? Is that what you're saying?
Any regulations at all?
Yeah, any type of regulations.
So, like, people could use your likeness, and, like, you think that that should be okay?
No, I didn't say it should be okay. I think that should be between you and the people who are using your likeness. I think that... you have to come to a mutual agreement because it is your likeness, right? It is your IP, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. So I think that's more of something between two parties, not something that the government needs to be involved in.
But if it's some regular okay, so because I agree, but to a certain extent, because I'm thinking like, okay, if I'm some regular kid, right, mm-hmm. and I'm taking Angel Reese's photo and I'm photoshopping it because I just want like streams and or views and stuff like mm-hmm. this, right? And I'm being a little snotty nosed kid and putting nudes or right. whatever using AI, and my streams are going up, views are going up, and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. are you saying that she should come to me and like? Do what? Stop using my likeness?
What is the government going to do?
We'll make it illegal and then to what? Use somebody's likeness.
I'm picturing still going to be up.
Well, because, okay, because can somebody really sue if there is no, like, I guess, rules in place?
Yeah, it's your intellectual property. You know, if it's your voice, you know, what your likeness, whatever it is. What could the government really do? Like what is the government going to do to stop that kid who's making you know corn videos, you know what I mean, with AI or pictures or you know what I'm saying, like
yeah,
pictures with nudity and stuff. Like the government can't do anything about it. It's going to get done. It's going to happen. Like,
well yeah, for sure it's going to happen, but you can do time for it if there's no like laws in place now. Sorry. If there's no laws in place now, you wouldn't, right?
So do people go to jail now for samples?
Not everybody, but people do.
People have gone to jail for samples?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of like, I see it as the same thing. Like if somebody like.
Well, they probably get, I'm sure there has been somebody who's gotten sued.
Sure.
Or some kind of fine. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But I don't think it's from the government. I think that may be from.
No, but laws are in place.
Yeah.
Are you saying, JSLA, that there's laws already in place that would basically do the same thing where you could technically either hold somebody accountable or at least receive compensation for them using your likeness in a way that could possibly completely ruin your reputation?
Yeah.
But the thing is that the laws that are in place now or uh-huh. for monetization, right? I just saw something that Voss posted that the Tupac estate is threatening to sue Drake over a diss track featuring
oh, yeah.
generated Tupac voice. That's because he's making money off of it. Like,
right.
nobody that I've heard of, I haven't heard anybody, the Tupac estate suing anybody because they photoshopped his image with Selena.
You know but he's mean? Not selling it.
It's streaming. What do you mean?
Nah, it's not on iTunes.
I thought it was on Spotify.
Nah, the other one. The
oh, gotcha.
Jimmy 50 is.
So where I hear that one from?
Joe Budden podcast.
Oh. Nah, I didn't even watch Joe like that no more.
They did talk about that though, potentially.
They?
Yeah.
They did talk about what?
That there could be some, like, hypothetically, the Tupac estate could, like, sue.
Oh, they
because
did?
Of using his likeness, but they didn't say that they would or they heard about it. They literally were like, posed that question, oh, could that actually happen? And they were like, oh, I think so.
Now look,
so I didn't hear, I know I didn't hear that they actually did.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think you need some sort of government involvement in AI, because you can't have, for example, you know, Biden is a president right now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine somebody gets a hold of him and create some sort of AI of him saying some wild stuff, right?
They do like, it now, though.
Yeah, they but not to the extent to, you know, something could cause another world war, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that.
What do you think the penalty for that should be?
I mean, I think at that point, it's already too late.
Yeah.
But right? if somebody used technology
to start a war?
Nah, if somebody used technology, right, to start a war, to propagate lies and propaganda about a government, what type of accountability should they have?
Find that person and tie them to one of the rockets.
so, So which politician should we start with first?
All of them.
Right.
No, the reality is, though, if somebody actually was that technologically savvy, the government would probably give them a job.
Right.
Probably would. Yeah.
Absolutely. They probably have, like, the hackers and stuff. I don't know what should be done, JSLA, but I think something should be done because it doesn't affect me now. But I'm thinking, what if it did? Like, what if I was a prominent person that was banking off of, like, my looks or my fashion or something? It doesn't affect me now. But if it did, how would I feel? I would feel like I'm being violated off of, like, my...
And you should be compensated for that, for sure.
And, and if the government's not going to get involved and I have to stoop lower...
And I gotta hire
if you go low, if you go low, I don't know. Fine. I'm not incriminating myself in saying that, but all I'm saying is if people go low, I will go lower.
Right.
So if the government doesn't intervene, that's what it's really gonna come to.
And you're kind of starting to see that now, right? Like you have, for example, when we set up this video on YouTube specifically, there's a section that says, "Are you gonna be using any artificial intelligence video?" Or any part of your video is like that. And then, you know, you have the same thing with like Meta and even Twitter too, right? And a lot of these new apps that are coming out, right? It'll say, hey, this is AI, you know, image created and all this other stuff, right? Like this is for fun, right?
I want my compensation, man.
Yeah. This is for fun, right? This is just a meaningless photo, right? But, you know, there's always somebody that's going to take it to another level, and which seems to be the case, right? With the Caitlyn Clark.
The disrespect.
I'm sorry.
Bro, that was so disrespectful.
Yeah. So.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Did you see? Never mind.
Uh oh.
No, what were you going to
say? I was going to say because you made that joke. Did you see she blocked Antonio Brown? Because he was over here questioning if she was like a man, so she blocked him.
Is blocked by everybody.
Which Caitlin?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, she blocked AB.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was saying some wild stuff too.
I know.
Stupid. So.
When is he not?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh wow,
that's what sucks about them folks, man. It's like you go through something, you see something, like. And so you have all those issues, right? All that PTSD and everything else. And so then you just wilding and now everything is questionable. You know what I mean?
True.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's wild to me. You know, and you see it with a lot of prominent people, like with Kanye, Lauryn Hill, you know what I mean? Like they speak out about something, right? And then then they're crazy. And it's like, how do you cite, you know, how do you sift through truth in the life?
AB really is crazy.
Right.
Stand on that, Aunt. How? Yeah. Why do you say that?
Do you ever hear him talk?
It's all that. What do footballers get? CNT? CTE. Yeah.
Dang, that's sad.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah, something's wrong with him. But I mean, if you want to put him in the category of a Kanye, okay.
No.
Anyway. Isn't he with Yeezy? Right? He was with Yeezy Sports.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
There you go. Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah. Duh.
Jeez.
Yeah, he might be part of Kanye's next venture.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, yeah. I don't know if that was on the docket or not, but I don't know if you guys saw Young Slick had said Kanye West making corn now.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he wildin', man.
That dude, which
you really, think this is what he's up to?
What do you think he's
up to? That's what I said. I don't know.
That's what I think. He's serious.
I don't know. I don't know if he's trolling. He trolls a lot.
I mean, he does, but I don't know.
The way he,
I wouldn't be shocked, but
I wouldn't be shocked either. The way he has his wife dressed.
That's what I was thinking. Like the way he's been acting like the last year.
Wait, this is clone Kanye though, right? So we have to. We have to remember that it's clone Kanye.
Or body double. Body
right,
double
Kanye. Right, exactly. I think it might be part of a bigger plot. You know what I mean? Because there are people who say that a certain group of people, from a religious sect run that industry. And Kanye has had problems with that group of people, right?
Oh, okay.
And so this might be a way for him to expose who's really in charge of that industry. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see.
Speaking of that group of people, I'm surprised all these people that have beef with Drake, why they ain't call that out yet? Let me see how tough they really are. Call him that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody called him.
Yeah, all that stuff Rick Ross be talking about.
Right, white boy, word, buddy. White boy, say the J word.
Yeah, say that one word, buddy. Go ahead.
Where's your say it. You know you want to say it.
Right, say it. Not one person said it yet.
Nah. Rick Ross is on it though. Pause. He's like white boy, white boy, white boy. Like every second he get.
He sure has.
Well, it's a little racist for me.
All right, enough of Kanye and everybody else.
That wasn't that was an interesting take on that, JSLA.
What you mean?
What you just said. That was interesting.
Oh, about Kanye?
Yeah.
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 Not the that's kind of like it seems like that's kind of like what he's been on is trying to expose those folks, you know what I mean? And in doing so, he just gets to the bag when he does that. You know what I mean? Like you can't cancel Kanye, you know what I mean? True. And then when he's right, you know what I mean? He's back at the bag. So who knows? Who knows what he's up to? It might just be he just nasty.
Right.
Right. He said he had issues, right?
Yeah, he might be both.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. You know, and you never know.
Release Diddy tapes.
Yeah, and I don't know like where he's at. If he has someone who is discipling him, you know what I mean, somebody who's really building and growing with him in the word. Who knows?
Nice. You know? I mean, it doesn't seem like that if you keep calling yourself God.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. Yeah,
that's true.
You know, and it's not like you know. In the past, he said that before, but this was like a recent interview that he just did.
Mm-hmm.
He's back on that talk again, right?
Right.
What did he say?
Said he's God.
Nothing that he's God.
He is
like the God. Like the God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Yahweh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wildin'. That's definitely clone Kanye, because his mama wouldn't tolerate that.
But she gone.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Dang.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Triple. If somebody asked you, right, from your non-Christian friends circle, and they came up to you and said, "Hey, do you believe Kanye West is a Christian?" How would you answer that?
You got to examine the fruit.
Okay. Mm. Now, what your non-Christian friend doesn't understand what that means.
Yeah.
So.
Do you see a change? Do you see a change in his life? Does he act like someone who has had an encounter with God?
I see a change.
What's the change you see?
Dude. That fool crazier. That's what. That
fool crazier.
Yeah, that dude is crazy. Right,
oh, he's pulling a Ryan. You said.
Yeah, what if he's doing that? But anyway, we'll talk about that, I guess. Yeah. After.
No, that's a good question. I feel like that's a really good question. You said if somebody your non-believing friends came up to you and asked you, do you think that Kanye is a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to tell them I don't know him.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds like a churchy answer.
But it's true. I mean, I don't know if any of you sitting here are Christian. I don't know what you do in your day to day. I don't know if you pray continuously. I don't know if you're constantly in the scriptures like you say you are. I don't know if you treat your family with respect. Like I don't know you like that. I really don't know him.
Yeah. I feel like that might not be the same thing. Yes, you don't know Kanye, and yes, you don't know us like that. But at least, like, I feel like with us, you kind of have some sort of idea, right? That we're in this path of of Christ, right?
That's what it appears like to me. But even me, I could be sitting here fooling everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody in my life. Sure. I could be saying that I believe, I know the scripture. The devil knows the scriptures.
Right.
So like, that's why I'm saying we really don't know who's a Christian and who's not. Like, that's like Jezalel said, there are fruit, right? There are the fruit of the spirit. You know, somebody has the Holy Spirit because there's evidence of it. But like, at the end of the day, like ultimately, like even my twin sitting here, she doesn't know if I truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Only me and the Lord know that.
Right.
So okay. Like, I don't know, but based off of what I'm seeing,
ain't no fruit.
Yeah. It's a little contradictory to facts. The way Christ has us, wants us to live.
I agree with you 100% because there's a few folks who were in Christian hip hop, you know what I mean? Who even pioneers who walked away from the faith, you know?
Yeah.
So, right. You know, people could talk like they saved, you know what I mean, and they know all the theology and everything else, and they sound like they Christian, you know what I'm saying? And
right
at the end of the day, they don't have that relationship. And yeah, I agree. As of right now, they're just based off of like his lyrics and the words that Kanye is speaking over music and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, you know what I mean? The mouth speaks,
right.
That don't sound like a man who's been regenerated, in my opinion. You know what right. I mean? I don't know him personally. I hope that he does get close to someone who can, you know, minister into him and kind of disciple him and guide him. But yeah, based off his words, his music, I don't think so. I think he needs discipleship if he is.
Right.
And I pray those people come.
Facts.
Yeah. That's a good LNF said Gandhi had fruit. Ain't my job to figure out who's real. Worry about myself.
Word.
Amen. I mean, even when
I got fruit too.
Even when before Jesus ascended, when Peter asked him, what about him? Right. Pointing to John and Peter and Jesus told him, what is it to you? What I do with him? You follow me.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what all of us need to do. At the same time, I do understand where there are situations where it is wise to know.
Yeah.
Right. To know what you're dealing with or who you're working with or like that sort of thing, who you're getting into business with, like that sort of thing. Right. But ultimately, like to really know, we don't know. So we really do have to worry about ourselves, like LNF said.
That's good. It's good stuff. Well, at this moment in time, we like to pass around the offering and
exactly
all the buckets. So if you want to become a YouTube member, hit the link in the description and become a YouTube member. Support us, and so we could continue bringing back this content. We could get a mic stand for Kasari and
the TNC.
Yeah. And Young Slick 22 just updated his profile pic to prove he's not switched.
Let's go.
Right.
Definitely switch.
Reverse image search. That's his brother. Reverse image search. Hey, but Jay, what would you say to somebody who asked that?
Yeah, I would say I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I think like everybody else, he's trying to figure it out. It seemed like during his Jesus's king days, right, he was on fire for God and stuff, right, as a new believer. But as of right now, you know, just doesn't seem like, you know, he's all there.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody on Instagram, Dr. Knight 93, said, yeah, I don't know, honestly. I don't think Kanye ever had any to disciple him when he first proclaimed being a Christian.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like we jump on the hype train, you know what I mean? When somebody says they're a Christian or drop a Christian song, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, well, you know what I mean? Like, they're Christian now, they're gonna be making music for the Lord, and you know, CHH is gonna be on the Billboard Top 100 and all that, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, no, Nicki Minaj is not saved because she got on the gospel record.
Dang, stop.
Right. Or Snoop Dogg because he got a gospel album.
You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah,
I just got hustled. That's all.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. Dang. Or they genuinely meant it in the moment, but there was no foundation.
Right.
That's a good point too.
Yeah, maybe.
Good point.
Yeah. Praying for them, maybe. Right. Huh? She said praying for them. Well, I'm laughing because Jay said maybe.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? For sure. I got I gotta be conscious of my own planks. I ain't gotta worry about other people's specs, man.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah. Staying in line, right, with church and, you know, in this church world, we had somebody who reached out to Brikin Kasari.
And are we doing this? This is what we're doing?
Yeah, I figured it, you know, it goes in line with it.
Let's do it.
He reached out to them and said, if we could talk about this particular subject, right? He's a believer. He loves God with all his heart, mm-hmm. But is having zero desire to go to church and having zero desire to be in community due to church and community hurting him. So basically church hurt, right? What we call church hurt. And said he would love to hear our thoughts on it. So
that's bad.
Say again?
That's bad. That's okay. Not good. That's not a good place to be.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
You know, because the Bible says that, you know, not to forsake fellowship. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to a church, but you have to fellowship. You know what I mean? Do you have any Christian friends or people holding you accountable? You know what I mean? One of the best experiences for me in church was this is way before the pandemic, but what is it called? Like church homes, right? So people would go to everybody's house during midweek service and we would just break bread together and mm-hmm. break bread, literally open the Bible together and just kind of read together. And that was like one of the most, that was like the best experience in my life because I was able to, you know, to share with people in my home and kind of like build an intimate relationship, you know? Like people are going to let you down every single time, man, mm-hmm. you know? So you're not going to find the perfect church, you know what I mean? And not to minimize, you know, anyone's experience, right? Because I've also been to churches where it was like some wild stuff happened, you know? And so I get it and I understand. But God still remains the same. God is faithful, man. You know what I mean? Regardless of what people right. do, how foul they are, you know what I mean? God is faithful, right. you know? And he can see you through this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I would say
don't give up on other believers
right.
fellowshipping yeah. at all.
Exactly. I would say I've been in those shoes before with church hurt. And I think the way somebody kind of like made me think about it was if you go to a restaurant, right, whether it be a Mexican restaurant.
Sushi?
Yeah, or sushi or Asian restaurant, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. right? And you have a terrible experience. Do you stop going to the Mexican restaurant or the sushi restaurant or whatever? Yeah. You might stop going to that particular restaurant, right? But that's not going to stop you from still going out and trying to find.
We still going to eat.
Yeah, we still going
to eat. We still going to eat, son.
Exactly. So I think it applies the same way, right? No, yeah. the church has his issues and people are we're sinful
right? facts
and we're gonna let people down right and right. and then I realized too that I think a lot of the church hurt that happens is where you kind of place you know the people and the church itself over Jesus mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. And right. that's where kind of you get I don't know distracted or sad or whatever the case is right because you placed all your faith and all your everything right into a building or into these group of people right versus just you know putting your trust and faith on.
I think that's good. I think that's good because I think what you're doing is you're like painting out these church people to be perfect, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like they're not perfect. They're here for the same reason you are. You know, right. they're messed up. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like.
Right.
The church is a hospital and we all sick. You know what I mean? We're all showing different symptoms for different things that we're dealing with. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. We're not going to stop eating though, man. We're going to get to this bread.
Yeah. Yeah. And this relationship with Christ is a relationship, right? You have to put in the effort. You're going to have to find a church that makes you feel welcome or whatever it is you're trying to look for. But just make sure it doesn't replace, you know, with Jesus.
Young Slick 2K.
Yeah, Young Slick says, "How much did you spend on sushi again?" That's definitely switch. Definitely switch. Yeah, stop playing around and get on the show.
Right.
Yeah. What do you girls have to say about that particular topic, I guess.
I'm always advocating to get plugged in somewhere. I have been fortunate enough to have like a such a tight-knit group that can hold me accountable, but they are also my family, so I can't really just like ignore them for long periods of time. But the thing is, like, my family pisses me off. You know, like, that stuff happens. Your family hurts you.
Wait, and you too?
Yes. But I do like to always read this 1 Corinthians 12:12. It goes, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. And then it goes on to say, now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, right, or if the eye should say, I don't need this, or, I feel like we need to realize that every person in the body of Christ has a different purpose. And I think that sometimes there's like a lack of understanding, but, which then turns into a lack of, I don't know how to say it, like a lack of compassion, I guess, or lack of like grace and mercy when those people do things or say things in not in a way that you would like to receive them. Mm-hmm. And it might be hurtful. The community might be hurtful, but like JSLA said, like, we're all there for the same thing. And I will say that Jesus saved me, but honestly, being involved in the ministry has kept me sometimes. I feel like there have been times in my life where I just like did not want to go to church, but because I had to serve that day,
right,
I had to go regardless. Like, yeah, there is no like, oh, let me, you know, see if, I mean, you could try to get somebody to cover for you, but I feel like so
responsible.
Yeah, I feel responsible, and then I don't want to look bad, you know, because pride
whatever keeps you there.
Right. But seriously, like, I'm so grateful for those times because it has kept me in the church. It has helped keep me accountable, right, to not only my family, but the body, my home church. And I just think that it really is important for you to, like, even if you don't want to, you still do it, because something is pulling on the other end of it, trying to get your attention. So it's like good, evil, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it really is self-discipline and self-control.
There it is.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's a matter of the consistency, right? It's like, if you just go to the gym when you feel like going to the gym, you'll never go to the gym.
Yeah.
Know? Right.
If you just got to be consistent with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I was good.
I was going to say one more thing. Sorry. After I had graduated high school, I was going to a community college, and Bree went to college out of state, and she was like my only real close friend that I had here in California where I live. And I began praying for Christian people, like, Lord, bring Christian people into my life, because I feel lonely. Like, I feel alone, you know. I know that I'm not alone, I know you're here, but I want some physical friends that like believe in the same things I do. And that first semester, like, I met a big group of people that were saved. Oh, nice. And that believed in the same things that I did, and it was really like, thank you, Lord. Good looks.
Yeah.
Good look.
You were consistent. Mm-hmm. You could have been, you could have been all depressed, like, oh, you know, Cuzzo ain't here, you know what I mean? Right. I'm not gonna get out of bed and all that, which you probably may have been feeling that way a couple times.
Right. Or I could have went to the club. Or I could, you know, there's a,
I mean, that happened
there's
too,
a plethora but, of things that I could have done.
He's stupid. He said that happened too.
Smoke some joints, you know? Like, could have done a lot of things, but
all right.
But yeah.
There's, oh, go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
I was going to read Lewis's comment. He says, go back to fundamentals. Pray the Holy Spirit guide you to the community you need to be at.
Yeah.
We get mad at our coworkers. That don't stop us from.
Facts.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like Kasari was saying with her family. Like, we got so many people that let us down in life, right? Just friends, family, whatever. Like, you can't just be like.
And people that we've let down.
Yeah, that too. Don't forget. You know what I mean? And like Jay said, like, you just don't stop eating, you know, you just go to a different restaurant, man. You know what I mean? Because we're going to eat.
Right.
Somebody on Instagram said, we weren't meant to live life alone. Maybe he should go to a small group instead and build from there.
Yeah.
I think that's practical. I think that's practical. I think what Lewis said, though, going back to the fundamentals, pray the Holy Spirit guides you to the community you need to be at. And going back to what my twin said, how she prayed when she was in college. I did the same thing when I was going to go to college. I prayed all summer. Like, Lord, please let me have a saved roommate, like specifically. And when I got there, my roommate was not saved. She was everything but saved. Rational. Tell me why, like a month later, she gave her life to Christ. Right. Started going to church. So like the Lord does hear your heart. Like he knows that you're, he sees you, right? Like if you read the Bible, you know God's character. He cares about you.
Right.
So like he's not just going to leave you out here. But the thing is, do you actually want community? That's another thing. Do you want accountability? Or do you want to just sit in your church hurt and not heal and not go to church and just say, okay, I love God, but I don't want to deal with these people. If that's where you're, if that's, that could be the reality of where you're at, but do you want to join a church community? And do you want that community again? Because if you do, and you're honest about it, like Louise said, like my twin said, like we're all saying, pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you into that community. Mm-hmm. And then also like, if you have to fast, fast.
I was going to say that literally.
Pray fervently. Pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Like, do get diligent about it. Because I know people that are like, well, I did pray. And it's like,
no, did you meditate, though? Wait, day and night. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
No, you just wake up and say, oh, my verse of the day and then good night. Like, that's it. What?
Or you only prayed for, you only prayed it once and, you know, whatever. Like, keep talking to God about it. Keep working through it, you know?
And not to say that that doesn't work either. Like, you just pray one time and because miracles do happen. But I'm just saying, like, do you believe in the God that you say that you do?
Right.
Do you believe that he can move those mountains for you in your life? Like, do you believe those things?
And he can heal you from church hurt.
Right.
He absolutely can. Yep. He's near the brokenhearted. Like, and I'm sure, and I don't know, you know, specifically what happened to you or anything like that. So I don't want to be completely insensitive, like Jay Zelly mentioned before. Like, we don't want to be insensitive to that.
Right.
But at the same time, if you want healing, you can get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really up to you.
Yeah.
Y'all preaching today. I love this. Okay. I love this. I love this, man.
Because we've all been hurt. Like, that's the thing.
We're getting in the ministry.
Yeah, we're
getting like, it's crazy.
Yeah. When I said at the beginning of the show, at the beginning of the show, I said there's people I want to cuss out. Some of them go to my church.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it. You know? Talk about that.
And they probably want to cuss me out too. Right. That's the thing. They probably want to cuss me out too because I've had a stank attitude to them too sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not perfect either. That's one of the things that keeps me is like, I have grace and mercy toward people because God has had grace and mercy toward me.
Right.
And like, that's one thing that you really have to realize is people are not perfect and it doesn't excuse them. It doesn't mean that they don't need to be held accountable,
right.
But it does mean that you as a Christian are expected to have grace and mercy on people.
I was going to say that. Because he has grace and mercy towards me.
Right.
But
I'm not saying you're about to say Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
And how they was going to free off. You should tell them
that's,
about that.
That's something I ain't heard in a while. Yo, Brie K, so let's talk about who you want to cuss out at church. Call her out right now. Let her know. You know what I mean?
Who said it's a her?
Oh, okay. So it's what's his name?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm good on it. But I went to church when I was in college also, and
I served a different church
because I went to college in Hawaii. Yeah, I was out of state.
What?
So I attended a church there. So there's a church I grew up in, church I went to college when I went to college. And then when I came back, I went back to the church I grew up in. But the church I grew up in is pretty far from my house. And during 2020, it closed down. So that's when I started going to Kasairi's church.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in church in college, there were people there who... I could have really been offended. You know what I mean? Like, I could have really been like, F this. I'm leaving this church. I'm not coming back. F y'all. Like, I really could have been. Me and my brother both could have. But we didn't because we knew that we were there to serve the people of God. I wasn't there for those other people that were alongside of the ministry. I wasn't there for the pastor. I wasn't there for the leadership. Like, I was literally there to serve God. And I was also there for accountability because, like, one of you said accountability before, but accountability is important in this walk with Christ. You can't just do it on your own because if it's only you for checks and balances, you're going to let yourself slide.
Right, facts.
You know, you're going to start trying to twist scripture and, you know, trying to make it work for whatever it is that you want to do. Like, you need some sort of accountability. There always needs to be some sort of accountability. So basically you have to decide what are you there for?
Yeah.
And you also have to have a real perspective of people. You can't put expectations on people to
carry your relationship with God for you.
Right.
You can't put expectations on people to always take you in every time and always deal right. with your trauma and always help you. They might not be able to because they're human beings.
Right. They got like their own you. Trauma.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you.
I like that though. Check your motives. I like that. That's something
you have to. You really have to. Because otherwise, all of us would be like, F this, F that. y'all, I'm out.
For real. I'm already like that. I'm already
no, for real.
Default. That's my default setting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's true. And then not morning, only that, y'all. People that yeah. are sitting that have been sitting in the church not doing anything for the last 10 years are talking slick to you, talking about you should be doing this and you should be doing that. What about you? It's getting personal. But I'm just saying, like, there, you know, ever since I've gone to church, that's I feel like there are people like that. They're like sitting in the church, they don't do anything to contribute, but they want to tell people, oh, you should be doing this and you should be doing that, and why aren't you on stage? Because I'm with the kids, that's why.
Right. They're like, bump them kids.
I know. And actually the parents should be volunteering, but they're not.
Talk about that part.
Y'all kids are bad. No, I'm just kidding. They're not bad.
Talk about that. But this is
there's so many things to be frustrated about.
Yes.
There are so many things to, like you said, be offended by. There are so many attitudes that you gotta like
navigate.
Oh Jesus.
And overlook.
Look,
to one's glory to overlook an offense. Yes. That's the Proverbs. And sometimes that's the verse that I literally have to be telling myself while I'm fuming.
Yeah.
Seriously. Right.
But the Lord sees that too. You know what I mean? He sees you overlooking offense. Like, you're pleasing him when you do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That goes back to motives, what you was talking about. I like that. Y'all preaching today. Let's go. Right. Ofrenda. Right. Let's go. ¿Dónde está la ofrenda?
Right. And you talking about you want to switch subjects. we keep those interactions with imperfect people when we pray things like, God, make me more like Christ, but deal with these people like Christ did for the strengthening of your faith, for real though.
No, yeah, and it's hard. Hard. And don't expect to tell God, strengthen my faith, and there's not gonna be no challenges.
Right. Help me with my patience. And
I'm gonna deal with these people like Christ did and make a belt and start whipping people. That's
facts.
Turn the tables.
You know what I mean? Right.
Turn the table. Dang. But I hope that was helpful. I know we went on about a lot of things, but
something will stick, right? That's not the answer I wanted to hear. I wanted y'all to tell me I could just stay at home and
no, I mean, I'm sure that he wants to go to church, but like he said, it's the church hurt, but God can heal that.
Yeah.
Get back in the church and lower your expectations for people, or don't
set expectations, because when you set expectations, you let yourself down 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The only one who's perfect is Jesus. Right. He's the only one who's not going to fail you.
Yeah.
Everyone else will at some point or another.
Yep.
Including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this 8-week challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Good stuff.
Yeah. I let myself down all the time.
Facts.
Same. That's why we have accountability groups.
It's true.
But all right, y'all.
But praise.
Sorry.
Ain't kind of quiet. He don't be going to church.
I go to church. What are you talking about? Wow.
Me and I have been to the same church.
That's right.
Oh, you went to Hillsong?
No. Now you're talking about Free Chapel.
All right. I don't know.
No one's at Atlanta.
Oh, there's a Free Chapel Orange County.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He has one there.
Yeah. Nice. My friends used to go there.
Yeah.
That's also, like a chain. It's like a chain. It's like a McDonald's.
Yeah,
basically.
Okay, I didn't know that. So it's like Calvary Chapel, Victory Outreach, like those.
Yeah, correct. But I think there's only two of them though. There's one here in Orange County, and then the one in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has like three of them here.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy.
Our last topic for today is the TikTok ban.
That was good.
It has been signed into law.
What is a TikTok ban? Basically, they can't have TikTok anymore in the United States?
Yeah, so the United States has said that TikTok cannot operate here unless they sell their company to a company in the United States.
Basically. Oh, okay. So only Americans can spy on Americans.
Right.
And Israel.
In essence, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. So they have 6 to 9 months to find somebody who will buy them. Wow. But obviously, they're going to take it to court
and see, you know, what the situation is, because so the parent company of TikTok is ByteDance, mm-hmm. which is a company in China. So China. You know, there's been talks that, you know, China spying on us or somehow infiltrating or kind of, what's the word? Yeah, I guess like infiltrating us, you know, somewhere or some other. So they, data, right? Yeah, so government feels that TikTok is kind of doing it, and we have spoken how TikTok is basically malware on your phone because they track a whole lot of things. And the CEO of TikTok here, who is not Chinese, he's actually Singaporean, has, you know, stated over and over again, like, there's no TikTok US is, you know, servers in US and all this other stuff. Nothing goes back to China, etc. You can choose what you want to believe, you know, in that aspect. But it got put into the new bill of, you know, Ukraine, Israel funding, and those other stuff. Yeah. So Biden signed it. I believe it was today, or if not, it was yesterday.
Today, I think.
Say again?
I think it's today.
Okay. Yeah. So he sent it today. And yeah, that's what happens with TikTok. So now the question is this the beginning of US government, you know, kind of monitoring and seeing what social media apps we're gonna have?
No, right? Not at all.
I know you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. You said, is this the beginning? I'm saying, no, it's not the beginning.
Oh, you're saying, so this has been occurring?
Yeah, it's been happening. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Is there a particular company you like to call out?
All of them.
Right.
All of them. What do you mean? All of them.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't stop spying from the government, you know. For me, it just seems like, okay, Israel had a problem with China having all of the data. They want a piece of that action, so they don't want China to own it anymore. You know, because the U.S. doesn't have any problems with Israel spying on us. Like, we've caught actual spies. There was a program, Pegasus, I think it is, mm-hmm. which they injected into laptops that, you know, were given to people in the government, and they were spying on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Yeah. There was also another piece of software that was installed in GM vehicles, General Motors vehicles, mm-hmm. that would basically just monitor your driving habits. And like your tracking and all this other stuff. I don't remember what the code name was, right? Mm-hmm. Like Pegasus is, but yeah, they got fined like a whole bunch of money for that.
So, for collecting that data?
For collecting that data, yeah.
I feel like
without people for insurance companies. Yeah, so insurance companies, correct.
And you wonder why your bill went up $200.
Yeah, because you're over here speeding and you know, hard brakes and stuff like that. Yeah. Could be the case.
Wow.
So
like they and you got those people who want you to take the Tesla off of that safe mode or whatever it is, right?
Well, that just limits their speed. But yes.
But as you know, if the government wants that kind of control where they want to monitor everything, you know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time. I mean, it seems like that's what they're doing with the social credit score in China. It's just a matter of time before it's everywhere else, because it's not like we're under any less surveillance. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we are.
I think it's a little, I would say it's more concerning because this is the first time, to my knowledge, where the United States government wants to outright ban an app or a social media platform. Mm-hmm. Or anything like that, right? Because with the Chinese, you're kind of used to that, right? Because there's no Google there. You can't use Meta or anything like that. Versus here, where when you can use all those apps. And then also you have like, and we spoke about it, where they're trying to ban the use of VPNs, right? Because that was kind of like the side hack, right? If TikTok were to get banned. Mm-hmm. You will still be able to access it through a VPN, right? Because you're essentially saying, you know, I'm in another country.
Yeah,
access this or whatever the case is.
Maybe. Maybe. I had a problem with my VPN, man. I'm a little upset. This is like besides the topic, but I was trying to put a bet on the fight, and FanDuel was like, "Nah, dog, you're using the VPN. We can't let you."
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Just ruined my day.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, with these laws and things that they're implementing, right? It's just gonna get worse, right? But with your particular situation, it could be your VPN is
they just suck, huh?
They suck and they're, you know, sharing information of, you know, how they work.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, it could be. Alicia says, it's wild to me that TikTok has too much info according to the government, but you call about your credit cards, banking info, cell phone, medical bills, and 90% of the time you talk to a representative outside of the country with all your info. Correct. Yes. Yeah. And then you had another data breach, right, with AT&T, where a bunch of millions of people, social security numbers and all this other stuff was out there. Louis says, easy fix, Jay or Jimmy, become a Texan. Yeah.
I feel like people from Texas swear that like moving to Texas is going to solve like every problem. Right. You have heart disease, move to Texas.
Right. You know what though? One of the things that I don't like about Texas, being from California, is like if I get cancer, I can't get any type of alternative treatments in Texas.
Yeah,
you
know what I
mean? Like, you cool if you get caught with a little ounce, but anything more than an ounce, Texas is gonna let you have it, bro. You know what I mean? And I need to have all my options open, you know what I mean? Because cancer's on the rise for those of you who got the jab.
Right.
Yikes.
Right. Oh.
And then let a tornado come and lift your house off the ground just to make things even worse.
Yeah. And then all the Mexicans running in your backyard. Like, what's up with that, dog? Right. You know, like, I love the price of the house, $100,000, but there's like 100 Mexicans and Venezuelans in the backyard, bro.
Popping up like groundhogs.
Come on, man. Like whack-a-mole, you know what I'm saying? Right.
You look at the backyard, my man head popping up on the back.
Right. Bringing that more than the ounce.
Wow. Y'all not gonna talk about my people.
I'm saying. Yeah, I said Venezuelans too.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about this TikTok banning actually happening? Who do you think is gonna buy them? If anybody? And
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump's gonna buy him.
Elon.
Trump.
Trump got his own problems.
Now he got his own social media site.
I know.
Yeah, he's back up. He's on his Kanye right now. He's back up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, Zuckerberg is gonna buy it, like Luis said.
Interesting thing about Zuckerberg is that he's spending a lot of money lobbying
for sure
these congresspeople for this ban. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, could he be lobbying to get a like super, super duper cheap?
He's lobbying because he knows the government has his back. We know this, that the government has his back, right?
Right.
From the beginning of Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know the government has had his back, and it was reconfirmed during 2020. Y'all know what your algorithm looked like.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a game, man.
Mm. Absolutely.
Wow.
So yeah,
are you sad about TikTok? Like, if you lose TikTok, are you gonna be sad?
Yeah, remember his videos?
Nah, he was making money on YouTube though. Oh, that was his source. That's what he was sourcing.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Who says?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Talking about Jay like he's not here.
No, right?
What?
They were talking about Jay like he's not here.
That's crazy.
Okay, sorry. You said you're gonna be sad.
Yes. It is so entertaining.
Yo, how many hours you spend on TikTok?
Bruh.
I'm
embarrassed to announce how much hours I spend a week on TikTok.
She was too busy watching that. Who the F did I get married to?
That's where I get I feel like I get a lot of news from there too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is beneficial. I feel like it's one of the better when it comes to like news. Like, I could literally go there, type in something that I heard about 3 hours ago, and a lot of videos on it will be there.
Is it better for news? Is it better than Twitter?
Yeah. For video footage. Twitter, I feel like is better when it comes to like articles to me.
Okay.
But when I want to see like actual footage, I feel like TikTok is better. Or maybe it's just more available.
Yeah, no, their algorithm is nothing I've ever experienced before with any other social media apps. Like, it will feed you what you want to see.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's why it gets addicting, right? Because you just keep on scrolling and scrolling because everything basically is something you might be interested in. You know,
that's crazy.
You know, it's not like YouTube where, all right, let me log in. All right, let me see my subscription. Who I want to see? Pick this and that. You know, do I want to watch a hour 20 minute episode of TNC or do I want to watch a 10 minute episode of somebody else? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've never downloaded TikTok to my phone.
Say again.
I've never downloaded TikTok to my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do not recommend you do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, even like I just seen like a couple days ago, there's now this like option where it tells you what people are like looking up and like it tells you the people that follow you, what they're into, like what percentage of, you know, people that have looked up like nail transition videos or like hair videos or like different whatever they're into. And then you can also do like what in general, what people are. So people have been using that to make content, basically, mm-hmm. You know, get their streamings up and get their numbers up. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, I think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And they're also the base, aside from YouTube, the only ones that will actually pay creators or like even people like you and I, as long as we have I believe 1,000 followers, like we can open our own TikTok shop and start making money through that way. And then on top of the ads that they serve on TikTok. So yeah, it's incredible. Their platform. So we'll see what happens. At the end,
you're heartbroken, man.
Yeah,
huh? Sorry.
No.
Sorry, bro.
I'm good.
You'll be okay.
Jesus is still king.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
somebody on Instagram. Well, there's a couple Instagram comments. Somebody said, I don't care for TikTok. Somebody said, I don't even use Twitter. Somebody said, stupid how you need to pay to use Twitter. And somebody said, yeah, TikTok's creator portal. We get paid from that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Shout out to you for getting the bag from TikTok. And I've never paid for Twitter. So I don't know.
Right. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that actually should have been
for the badge, right? Or no?
No, so now any new user has to pay $2
a month for a month.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, every new user.
Well, I better not delete it.
And the reason is because they're trying to combat like all these spam bots and all these other stuff that's being happening. Like
the spam bot's gonna have the money to pay the $2 though. You know what I'm saying?
For how long, right?
They're funneling it from
like. Because yeah. I'm saying so the spam bots. The reason why I say the spam bots is because they want you like to go to like an OF site or something, right? So they get in the bag, so they can pay the $2. Is what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're also scamming.
Maybe I don't know. I never clicked any of the links.
Me either. Whoops.
On Twitter though, if you don't pay, you can only see a certain amount of tweets per day or something though, right?
That happened like maybe for like half a day.
Oh, they stopped that?
He's like, nah, that's not a good idea.
I'm like, I don't use Twitter enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Twitter is my number one app.
You never been kicked out?
Oh, well, because Elon.
Yeah. Right.
No, even before. I've been on record on this show saying Twitter has been my favorite app.
Oh, okay.
Favorite social media app, so.
Mm.
But definitely not more that Elon has taken over.
Wow. And you mean X.
Yes, it is now X. Yes, correct.
Still Twitter. When I type it in, x.com, it still takes me to Twitter.
Yeah, of course, right? Because
so it's still Twitter to me.
Right.
Yeah, with Twitter. X is a dumb name.
And all that.
Dang.
Yeah, I agree. X is a pretty wild name. This is funny. When the whole pay for like the blue check mark came out,
mm-hmm.
somebody had posted, it was like, yeah, my wife is asking me, why is there a charge from x.com? On our credit card, dollars or something like that. So,
yo, he got lucky because you know some wives would just stab you. No dang. Conversation, just, you know, what was you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Right.
But yeah. From
experience.
Answers later.
I ain't been stabbed, bro. I ain't been stabbed. I'm good. You know what I mean? Well, I walk a fine line. You know what I'm saying? I try to walk a fine line. I know my boundaries. And I don't like sharp objects, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just, you know, I'll stay on this side.
Word.
Good man, good man. Go ahead, Jay.
It was good, Jay. Land the plane, man.
Yeah. today's, you girls got anything else?
I don't think so.
I'm ready for the verse of the day.
Well, the verse of the day is brought to you today by Brie K. She wanted to read this.
Facts though, facts. Let's hide it.
We don't lie, and that's not Christian. We're Christian over here.
Right. Facts.
Listen, all scripture is God breathed. What?
Facts.
No, go ahead.
It says, then Judas, who betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought back 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is this to us? See thou to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the sanctuary and departed. And he went away and hung himself. So, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
I encourage everybody to read the entirety of of that scripture so that you guys
morbid, can right?
get yeah. more context. But don't betray it. Don't betray the Lord. That's all I'm going to say. Now go ahead.
Exactly. We appreciate everybody who's in the comments, Instagram, YouTube. If you haven't, hit the thumbs up, subscribe, like, send this episode to somebody who's dealing with church hurt.
Right. Or
any of the other subjects that we talk about. Leave your thoughts, your comments, everything in
the keep sending us those clips too, right? We got a couple of clip submissions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And if there's any topics that you guys would like us to, you know, share our thoughts on, just like the gentleman did, hit us up at Instagram or Twitter. All the links will be in the description below. We appreciate everybody and hope everybody has a good week.
Yay.
Peace.
Gang gang.